Let's pull the threads together for today. The story leading everything this Saturday is the reported missile strike near Iran's Karg Island, still officially unconfirmed by either government, but with consequences that are already visible in energy market pricing. If confirmed, this represents a direct military action against Iran's primary oil export infrastructure, with implications for the Strait of Hormuz, for diplomatic channels on the nuclear file, and for oil supply globally.
The Russia-Ukraine ceasefire that wasn't, 167 drones and missiles on the day a pause was supposed to start, tells you something specific about how Moscow is approaching this moment. Not as a genuine pause, but as a signal. The diplomatic community watching this will have to decide whether to treat it as a negotiating tactic or as evidence that the ceasefire framework was never viable.
Domestically, the political picture is fractured in interesting ways. Republican senators calling for Hegseth's removal, 60 Iowa Republicans endorsing a Democrat for Senate, a Ken Paxton ethics situation that costs less than a used car to engineer. These are all symptoms of a political coalition managing internal stress that's harder to paper over the longer it continues.
On AI, the week's news is a reminder that the technology deployment debate isn't abstract. It's nurses losing jobs in the Bronx, students being caught cheating in Auckland, a startup selling unrestricted model access as a product, and Anthropic managing IPO timing against a volatile market. These are real decisions with real stakes for workers, for institutions, for investors.
A quick time capsule moment because we owe you this. Back in May, we stated on this show that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian military position. That strike never happened and couldn't have. We relied on a source we shouldn't have, and we stated it as fact. We also made a vague prediction that companies ignoring certain trends would face unexpected competition. That one aged like a fortune cookie, technically unfalsifiable, practically useless. We'll keep holding ourselves to the standard of saying specific things that can actually be wrong.
The Webb Telescope comet story is the one I want to leave you with as a counterweight to the heavier news. We're living in a moment where a space telescope is watching a frozen object from the birth of the solar system come alive in real time. That's a genuine gift of scientific infrastructure, built over decades, delivering returns that compound in ways no quarterly earnings report can capture.
Each segment of today's show stands on its own. If you want to share just the Iran energy analysis, or the AI safety discussion, or the wetlands story with someone who'd find it relevant, each segment has enough context to work independently. We build it that way deliberately.
Before we sign off, this show genuinely wouldn't exist without two tools that have made independent production at this level possible. Perplexity's real-time topic discovery is how we find and track stories across dozens of sources before they fully surface in traditional media. And Claude Code from Anthropic handles the script generation and production automation that would have required a full production team just a few years ago. We say this not as a promotion, we say it because it's true, and because we think it matters that listeners understand how AI tools are actually reshaping what two people can build and distribute. It's a different world for independent creators than it was even 3 years ago, and we're genuinely grateful for it.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us.
I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back Monday with the full week's kickoff. Stay sharp.